We're living in a world where quite often one finds himself facing painful situations. Sometimes it's a physical pain, sometimes it's an emotional pain, sometimes it could be a spiritual pain. But quite often a person finds himself in a painful situation. And it's crucial that we understand what the Torah recommends as the proper reaction to pain. When a person is in pain, he's in danger of making wrong decisions, looking for ways to ease his pain that are not recommended, reacting to people around him from pain in a way that could be harmful. It's very important to understand how the Torah views and what the Torah recommends as the correct reaction for pain. I want to mention 2 points that I saw in the Torah, how to react to pain. One of them is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayigash. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks Akasha that it says in the Medrash that the Shibud in Mitzrayim didn't begin immediately when Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim. It was only after Vayomos Yosef V'chol Lechov V'chol Hador Hahu, like it says in Parsha Shmois. Only after all the Yordei Mitzrayim were nifter, then the Shibud began. But so long as one of the Yordei Mitzrayim was still alive, then the Shibud wasn't able to begin. And the Or HaChaim asks Akasha that it's apparently not true, because Serach Bas Osher and Yecheved, who were from the Yordei Mitzrayim, and they lived through the whole Golus of Mitzrayim during the Shibud. So you see, those Yordei Mitzrayim didn't prevent the Shibud from beginning. The Or HaChaim answers in the following way. The Or HaChaim is medayik, the lashon of the Psukim in this week's parasha, when it says that Yaakov Avinu came with the Shivim Nefesh to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk elaborates in detail how they came. The Pasuk says that Yaakov, Vayavo Mitzrayim, Yaakov v'chol zara itoy. Yaakov came to Mitzrayim with all his children. That l'chayra should be enough. He came with his children, but the Pasuk now goes into detail. Banov u'bnei banov itoy. B'noisav u'bnois banov v'chol zaroi. Hevi itoy Mitzrayma. What is the pasuk breaking it down into 2 parts? Banov ubnei banov itoy, bnei savu bnei spanov v'chol zaroi hevi itoy Mitzrayma. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, when Yaakov Avinu notified his family that it's time to go down to Mitzrayim, which was obviously a galus, going down to galus Mitzrayim, there were 2 groups in the family. Some were willingly ready to accept the Gzeirah min HaShamayim and go willingly to the Golos of Mitzrayim. There was another group that weren't maskim to go. They weren't willing to face the Yisurim, the difficulties of Mitzrayim, and they wanted to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov had to literally force them to come along with him. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that's the 2 groups. It says that Yaakov came with his family, and then the Torah breaks it down. Banov ubnei banov itoy, his sons and the sons of his sons came with him. Itoy, that means they came willingly. But b'noisav ubnois banov, his daughters and his granddaughters, v'chol zaroi, and the rest of the family, hevi itoy Mitzrayim. They weren't willing to come, and they had to be forced into coming to the Golos of Mitzrayim. Says the Or HaChaim, when it says in the Medrash that Kol Zman, that the Yordei Mitzrayim were alive, there was no Shibud, that was the Yordei Mitzrayim, the ones who were Yoyreid willingly, Baratzen. Those who were forced to come weren't counted in that aspect of the Yordei Mitzrayim, and they weren't able to prevent the Shibud. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh coins a phrase. He says, why? Because Sama D'Yisuri Kibuli. The remedy for Yisurim, for pain, for suffering, is Kibuli, is the acceptance. The Yordei Mitzrayim that came willingly, they were Makabel the Yisurim, they were Makabel the Gzeira. That itself is the remedy and pushed off the Shibud. those who came bal korcham, were forced to come, they didn't have the sama. He didn't have the sama, the Yisiri Kibuli. And the Shibur was able to come, despite that they were still alive. That's what the Arachayim Kaddish says. So the Torah is teaching us how a Yid is supposed to react to painful situations. Fakert, the first thing that we want to do if we're in pain is to ease the pain. Fighting the pain sometimes just makes the pain worse. The kibuli, the acceptance of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is itself a skula to ease the pain. That's one inyan where the Torah teaches us how to deal with pain. There's another amazing thing that I saw in the Lashon of the Archa Sadikim. The Archa Sadikim is in Zrizus. And the Archa Sadikim says that when a person finds himself in a painful situation, he says either Ibud Mamoinoi, he lost his money, or Ibud Oyavoi, he lost a loved one, or he has any other type of Yisurim, says the Archa Tzadikim that he should be Mezarez Machshavtoi in Avas Hashem. He should be Mezarez himself and encourage himself to Avas Hashem. And that Avas Hashem is there, Levatel Hatzar Miliboy. That Avas Hashem will help him be Mevatel the Tzar from his heart. What does the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh mean that Avas Hashem is Mevatel the Tzar from his heart? He lost all his money. What's Avas Hashem going to make him feel any better? He lost a loved one. He has Yisurim. What's Avas Hashem going to help him from that Tzar and ease the pain of that loss? I think what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh means is as follows. The Aruch HaTzadikim. When a person has something painful that happens to him, Ibud Mamoinoi, Ibud Oyavoi, there's really two things that are causing him pain. The loss itself is painful, but there's something else that's also painful. It's the feeling of rejection. Why am I the target of all this pain? What's wrong with me? The feeling of rejection that comes from the pain, why me? Why this is happening to me? That magnifies and multiplies the pain much greater than just the actual cause of the pain itself. We find this inyan in Parshas Bereishis by Cain and Hevel. Cain was mechadish the idea of bringing korbanos. Hevel followed, and Hevel's korban was niskabel, and Cain's korban wasn't niskabel. And later on, Cain went into the Biyosim Basoda while they were in the field, and he ended up killing Hevel. And that's what happened. In the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, on that Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Cain el Hevel Achiv, Vayhi Biyosim Basoda. Cain spoke to him. What did he speak about? The Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says at length the whole conversation that Cain and Hevel had. Cain said to Hevel that there's no boirei ha'olam, there's no schar va'inish. He was koifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no schar va'inish, and the world is hefker to do whatever you want. And Hevel argued, and he said, no, there is a boirei ha'olam, and there is schar va'inish, and there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they had this whole ideological argument. And then Hevel got up amongst that argument. Cain got up amongst that argument and killed Hevel. Rav Chaim Shulevitz asks, what is going on over here that Cain all of a sudden became a koifer? He became apikoros. Cain just a moment ago was mechadish the whole inyan of karbonos. Now, if you a makriv karbonos, so you understand that this is a boirei olam. And right afterwards, Cain all of a sudden was koifer. What happened? It says Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz, it was definitely painful for Cain to have his korban not be accepted. That's painful. He tried something and it didn't work, and his brothers worked. That's definitely painful. But there was an additional pain besides just not having the korban accepted. It was the pain of rejection. And that pain of rejection caused Cain to poshut lose his mind. And Cain went down from the highest level of being mechadish, the union of korban, which is kirvas elikim, and falling to the depths of kfira and apikarsis, just like that. That came not just from the pain of not having his carbon iskabel, it's the pain of the rejection. And when a person is rejected, he feels rejected, he falls to low places. It's the same thing when anyone goes through a painful situation. There's the actual pain itself of what happened, the loss that he suffered, but there could also be the inyan of rejection. Why did this happen to me? Why am I the target? Why am I the focus of this painful episode that happened? And that feeling of rejection could very often magnify the pain and really endanger a person from getting to a place that he doesn't want to be. So possibly that's what the Aruch HaTzaddikim is saying. When a person has a painful situation, he should be mezaris himself to Avas Hashem. The Avas Hashem is not going to give him his money back. And the Avas Hashem is not going to give him his loved one back. That pain he'll still have. But the added pain of rejection, a person could overcome with Avas Hashem. Understanding that if this painful thing happened to me, it wasn't the pshat, I was just the target of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. This Avas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he did it, there's a te'elas in it, there's a tachlis, there's a point in it, there's something I have to learn, there's something I have to grow. That's all what Avas Hashem does. Avas Hashem won't take away the painful episode, but Avas Hashem could take away the difficult feeling of rejection. And the pain of the rejection sometimes is even more than the pain of the actual thing itself. So this is what the Torah teaches us, how to deal with pain. We have two aspects here. On the one hand, we have the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that the acceptance of the pain itself is a skula to ease the pain. Sama de Yisuri Kibuli. And also on the emotional level, that when a person is mekabel, and he's mekabel like the Aruch HaTzaddikim says, mitoich ava, he's mezaras machshavtoi to avas Hashem, that also eases the extra pain, the pain of rejection, of the why me. Mitz Hashem, we shouldn't know of any tzar. But if chas v'shalom, a person gets to a painful situation, these are the tools that the Torah offers to get through it safely.